Welcome back to the Insert Name Here podcast, brought to you by the Flanagan Group in Joplin, Missouri. Join us each week for updates in real estate, community outreach, and a peek into the daily life of Joplin. So, grab a drink, kick up your feet, let's learn together.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. My name is Ryan Flanagan with the Flanagan Group. I am joined by a special guest today. He's known worldwide. Some call him Saint Nick. Some call him, gosh, what do they call you?
Oh, I've got all kinds of names. Kris Kringle, Santa Claus, Father Christmas, Père Noël. It depends on where you are in the world, I guess.
I love that. I love that. Well, you heard it here, guys. We are here joined. I know him mostly as Santa Claus.
That's so right. Most people do.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
So. You bet, Ryan. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Such a busy time of year for you. I know there's a lot of listeners out there. I'm going to dive right in. So how do you do it?
Are you asking me to give away all of our secrets, Ryan? Is that what?
Well, if you would share just even a little bit of how it's accomplished, because sometimes we can't even, you know, make it to Walmart in time. And, you know, wrap things and put them under our trees. And we have a whole year to prepare.
Right? Absolutely. Well, we've been doing this for a very long time. And we're not a one-man operation. I've got an unbelievable amount of elves up at the North Pole helping us to get everything done. It's really a year-long operation. We start monitoring and watching the nice lists and the naughty lists and all of that for way early in the year, and then we start working on toys and getting ready for Christmas early in the spring, and it takes us all year long to get it done, but we manage to do it.
That's wonderful, wonderful. Gosh, another big question on my mind. What's your favorite cookie? That might be hard.
Well, I've never met a cookie that I didn't like, but but I do have some favorites. I like chocolate chip cookies. You can't go wrong with chocolate chip. That's one of my favorites. Yeah. And I also like frosted sugar cookies as well. Mm-hmm. Those are some of my favorites. When they get really creative, kids make them in the shape of hearts and Santa Clauses and stars and all of that. And I really like those a lot. But any cookie that you leave out from Santa would be welcome.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful. So how many elves? How many elves work with you?
Well, I don't have the exact numbers, but we have several thousand elves that work with us. We've got a lot up there at the North Pole. Yeah, the North Pole is an interesting place. A lot of people don't realize this, but there's no land at the North Pole. And I have some people ask me that sometimes. How do you live at the North Pole when it's covered by an ocean? And it is. It's covered by the Arctic Ocean. But we have giant islands of ice at the North Pole.
Yeah.
And so that's where we live. We have our workshop and our Kringle City is what I call it, the capital city of the North Pole, and that's where we work. And we have thousands of elves up there. It's really a huge operation. It's really the largest toy making operation in the world.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Well, do you ever have any visitors from outside the North Pole?
You know, not very often. Not very often. We pretty much stay to ourselves up there. Now, it's not because we don't want to visit with anybody, and it's not because we're unfriendly. That's not it at all. It's that we have so much work to do. First of all, it's hard to get to the North Pole, and we have a lot of work to do, and we don't bring a lot of visitors in. But that's why I like to get away from the North Pole, like I'm doing right now, and come to various places and visit people, and I do that this time of year quite a bit.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. Again, we're so grateful to have you.
My pleasure.
I wish we had kind of an open mic here where people could send in some questions, maybe eventually in the future of this podcast. But
that would be great. I would love to answer some of those.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can always send a letter to the North Pole.
Sure.
And that's right. I will do my best to get those answered if I can.
Oh, that's amazing.
Right.
Yeah. So guys, feel free to write Santa if you have any questions. Maybe we can convince him to come back next year to go over some of those questions that you had.
I would love to.
Yeah. Just trying to think, when can you share with us when you first started traveling?
I could tell you the story of when I started. Yeah, absolutely. See, I was born a long, long time ago. My parents named me Nicholas. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's where Saint Nicholas comes from. Mm-hmm. And I was born in a city called Myra, which is in what we know as present day Turkey. And I grew up there, and I was blessed to have wealthy parents and grew up there. And there were people in our village that were very poor. And there was one gentleman who, now we're talking a long time ago. We're talking about the third or fourth century. It's been so long, I forget the exact date now. Sure. Some people who are 50 forget when they were born. But there was a gentleman in our village who had three daughters who were of marrying age. And in those days, you had to provide a dowry to a family in order for your daughter to be married. And this man didn't have the money for that. So I wanted to make sure that I had this young lady taken care of as far as her dowry goes. And so I snuck into the house at night and I left some gold coins there, of more than enough to cover the dowry. Well, when morning came, I didn't want anyone to know it was me. So when morning came, the whole town was talking about this, but they had no idea who it was. And when the time came for the second daughter to be married, I did the same thing. I snuck in and I left the coins for the dowry. Now, the man started to wonder who this was who was leaving these gifts. So he started staying up at night. And when it was time for the third daughter to be married, I couldn't just walk through the front door. So I climbed up on the roof and I took my gold coins and I dropped them down the chimney and they bounced onto the hearth and up into the stockings that were hanging there to dry by the fire and gave them the gift. And that's why to this day, Santa lands on roofs, slides down chimneys, and fills the stockings that are hanging there. And that's how we started with that. So we've been doing it a very long time, we've been doing it ever since.
Yeah, that's amazing. What an amazing story. And hey, I mean, that just speaks to the heart of you. And I think that's what's really special and magical is that, you know, we are celebrating the gift of giving.
Yes.
And
yes.
Just kind of what you've created around that.
Right.
For me, I'm a Christian man. The mm-hmm. gift of giving came from God and
yes.
giving his son to people in my beliefs.
The giver of every good and perfect gift.
Yes.
Is what we call him.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So.
And yes, I realize what my part of Christmas is. Christmas is not about me. It's not about Santa Claus. I'm just a giver. And I try to bring joy to people and bring some excitement into people's lives and into their Christmas by bringing them gifts and making them a little happier.
That's amazing. Love that. Love that so much. So do you have a favorite reindeer?
I don't have a favorite reindeer. Now, Rudolph is very, very special to us because, you know, nobody will ever forget that night that it was so foggy up at the North Pole. The fog was rolling in off the Arctic Ocean and you couldn't see. I mean, I couldn't see from one end of the sleigh to the other. And I began to think that for the first time that year, we'd have to cancel our Christmas Eve flight. But then one of the elves suggested, you know, Santa Rudolph's got that big, bright, red, shiny nose. It might help you see through the fog tonight. So we hitched him up to the front of the sleigh. And for the very first time ever that night, we flew with 9 reindeer. Okay. Normally, we would have flown with 8, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen. But we had a Rudolph that year, and now I wouldn't dream of making that flight without him. I wouldn't say he's my favorite, but he does have a special place in my heart. Now, Donner and Blitzen are very special reindeers. They are the fastest and the strongest of the reindeer. Their names are actually German. Donner's name originally was Donder. And Donder and Blitzen in German, if you translate that into English, is thunder and lightning.
Oh, wow.
So they're very, very fast, and they're very, very strong. And so they're important to the team as well. We hitch them right up to the front of the sleigh at the back of the team, and it helps us get around where we need to go.
Wow, that's cool. Great. That is great. Well, I love that. See, I'm just learning so many nuggets sure. that we should put a book together and just make
absolutely.
Sure everybody knows.
Love to.
All these. What would you say the biggest challenges you face when you're, I mean, maybe not just leading up to, but the day of? I mean, I'm sure you hit so many different weather patterns.
Oh, we do.
Everything
we do.
There.
We do. We have a whole team of elves at the North Pole who are just specifically focused on monitoring weather and monitoring weather patterns. And we do. Change the flight pattern as we need to from time to time. We pretty much stick with what we've done for all of these centuries, but we do change it if we need to, so that's a challenge. I just mentioned Rudolph and why we had him join the team, because that was a big challenge that year with the fog coming in and not being able to see. So those are some challenges. It's always a challenge to make sure that nobody gets forgotten, that no gifts get left behind. The elves are pretty amazing at getting everything packed into the sleigh, but we have logistical problems and we have things just like everyone else. Now, another thing, Ryan, that you need to know is that we don't build every toy at the North Pole. It's not like it used to be where I could just pick up a piece of wood and carve a train or a doll and splash some paint on it and call it good. Now we've got, the requests that we get, you ought to see them.
People.
Phones and big screen TVs and computers and all of that. And so we also make arrangements with some of the big tech companies as well. So it's a big business going on up there. It's not just a little old jolly old elf in a log cabin workshop painting doll babies.
I'm glad you brought that up.
There's
stories from when you were a kid, or at least I do. And,
sure.
And you think, well, gosh, how did they come up with that iPad out of this block of wood, you know?
Sure, absolutely. So, no, we have arrangements with the big tech companies.
Yeah,
and a lot of what I do is meeting with those companies. And mm-hmm. and so it's, you know, I am pretty much what they consider the CEO mm-hmm. of our toy making operation there at Kringle City in the North Pole. And it's a lot of work, but it's changed a lot over the years. Even in the last 30 years, it's become so much more high tech.
Oh, I bet.
And so we have to keep up with the times, mm-hmm. and that's what we're doing.
Yeah, I love that.
Sure.
Adapting, and thank you for explaining that, because I think, you know, for myself and a lot of listeners, you know, I probably would not have asked that question, but just kind of having a better understanding of how things work and how you guys are evolving to keep up with technology.
Now, that doesn't diminish the magic that goes on.
Oh,
there's still
absolutely
a lot of magic that happens.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want anybody to think that we're just another corporation like any other corporation.
Sure.
We are very much unlike any other corporation in the world, and we've got a lot of magic, and there's no way that we could do our Christmas Eve flight and get to every house in the world all in one night without a little bit of help through some magic. So that's what we do.
Well, a part of my favorite time or favorite thing to do this time of year is check out some of the Christmas movies that hit the DVDs or whatever.
Right.
Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Well, I do love the movie The Christmas Story about the little boy that wants the BB gun.
Yes.
I do love that. And every time, without fail, when I get a child ask me for a BB gun, I have to say the line.
That's right.
You'll shoot your eye out.
but I
do like that one. And there's a lot of them. I like Tim Allen's Santa Claus. He does a good job. He's done a pretty good job of replicating what we do at the North Pole. And so I like that. And the Polar Express is nice because it focuses on my train, and we do have a train called the Polar Express that kind of gets us around sometimes. I don't always fly in the sleigh. Sometimes we take the train.
Mm-hmm.
They did a great job of depicting what the North Pole is like.
Mm.
So there's some really good ones out there. Some of them are kind of out there and not even
sure.
close, you know. Movies like Bad Santa and some of those things. I don't recommend to my little friends to watch those, but, you know, if you're grown up and you want to watch that, sure, why not?
I have a
good sense of humor about myself.
There you go.
I can laugh at myself, that's for sure. We'll try to anyway.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Santa.
My pleasure.
For being here. Really, just looking forward to the season.
Yes.
We've been in it. We're so thankful for you. Thankful for the gifts that you bring, the magic that you bring in the air. And just kind of help us all enjoy the special time of year. So.
It is absolutely my pleasure. I am blessed beyond belief to be able to do this every year. I love coming to this area. I love visiting with the people in this area and really all around the world. And it really is the best job that you could possibly imagine. I love every minute of it.